the metal handkerchiefs, I'm continuing a story that I began to tell maybe nearly 10 years ago of my imagining how I might have survived had I stayed in Zanzibar and not come to England at the age of 4 months. These pieces are a series of kangas, which are cloths made for women with phrases that you put them on in the morning and you see the phrase, you see the pattern, you see the colour, just as anyone else does, and decide, yes, that's how I feel today. So you might put on a stripy t-shirt and a pair of jeans because that's how you feel. You feel a bit like Picasso this morning. And so it's the same way with kangas. You just choose something to put on. And I've been making paintings that kind of talk to that clothing, talk to that idea I have of pattern being a language, but also clothes having a language, and very often a language between women. That's kind of what's important to me. So these have various tools and equipment, and the texts are taken from health and safety guidelines. The British are very keen on this, not for legal reasons, but because they feel that we can't manage ourselves in dangerous situations without very clear instructions. And I think this comes from a colonial present even, but certainly a colonial past, where the British were busy taking over the world, but also needing to keep everything in order, in place. And so this idea of the health and safety guidelines for everything, in this case for building buildings, for mending boats, for being on boats, becomes part of everybody's way of life. That's how we think. We're always very careful and very cautious, self-policing in a sense. And so these are a set of rules, which is one way to deal with this trauma of old boat, new money. Many of the texts are quite funny if you read them a different way than they look.